למען החי ורעי
Today on duty we have from Russia, Omsk, Perm, the Bernaul group from Russia, Venezuela, which is 10 number 10, Germany, Nuremberg, which is 10 number 1, and 10 number 19 from Petah Tikva, and we'll move to Nuremberg.
Good morning, dear friends. Question for the workshop. What does it mean to have faith in the Creator in the Ten? As a Ten. What does it mean to have faith in the Creator in the Ten?
Before we answer this question, we'll read a source from Shamati 4. The essence of one's work is only to come to the sensation of the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory. This will be one's entire work, meaning all the vigor that he puts into the work will be only to achieve that, and not for any other things. One should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there is only one thing a person needs, namely faith in the Creator. One should not think of anything, meaning that the only reward that one wants for his work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator. This is Bala Sulam, Shamati 4. What is the reason for the heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in work? And the workshop question is again, what does it mean to attain faith in the Creator as a 10? What does it mean to attain faith in the Creator as a 10?
Faith in the Creator, as we heard, is to feel the Creator. It's that the quality of bestowal lives among us, and we strengthen it together between us by working in the ten.
Faith in the Creator is something that without the ten is inattainable. And it means that basically each one comes out of himself out of his own egoistic reality into a new reality that exists inside of bestowal, inside of actions of connection. That is where we discover the Ten and the Creator.
It means that we are making efforts to connect in order to give contentment, and we feel that we can't do it ourselves, and we're asking for help.
I think that this is what's beautiful about our path, that you come to the morning lesson, and then you remember that you need to work as a ten and to get out of yourself really forcefully, and to begin this lesson together. And it's a great joy that we have come to the morning lesson, and now we have the opportunity to begin the work. Just we need to remember that we do it as a ten, not as a collection of individuals.
To reach faith in the Creator is to reach a mutual prayer, with mutual forces, to reach a feeling that we can't do anything alone. And together we're turning to the light to make the connection, just like it made the shattering.
Yeah. There's no such thing, faith in the Creator, which is not in the Ten, because the Ten is the spiritual kli. If faith is a vessel of bestowal, then it has to be in the Ten. Therefore, there is no such thing as faith in the Creator not in the Ten. How are we rewarded with that? It's through the efforts that we make in connection. Just like now, in the study, we should come and intend to begin with that we want, in the connection between us now, in the study that we have between us now, to truly discover the quality of bestowal. And we will awaken that state.
Also by mutual annulment, integrating, at least attempting to,
it seems that the work of the Creator cannot be achieved except in the Ten. And the Ten is not necessarily the Ten people sitting at the table, rather it's us, all the friends in the world, Kli, through our mutual effort to actually make the quality of bestowal greater than anything else we have in life, beyond all of our corporeal qualities. Specifically here, there is the ability to truly do work which is above reason.
And in this way, at the beginning of the lesson, you come disconnected, the thoughts aren't here yet. You don't know where you came for, and you gradually awaken to where you came to, and all the friends' efforts really awaken you and suddenly give you that feeling and understanding and the inspiration to see everybody's efforts. From this, we build the importance of the quality of bestowal together. And from this, we can reach faith in the Creator.
Yeah, it's truly felt in the preparation for the lesson how much each one comes in one state and how much the preparation is important, because we're really preparing for the change of our nature. It's like a warm-up before doing some athletic action. If you don't do it, then you might get injured. This is because we are basically engaging in an essential change of our perception.
And to attain the faith of the Creator in the Ten, it could be, I truly don't know what it is, but according to what I heard from you, it's just revealing the Creator through the friends.
So it turns out that this new knowledge is acquired in a new vessel, which is the result of overcoming, making efforts, and the prayer that finally emerges.
And that same faith should be expressed by feeling that there's this force that you have to turn to, that it is waiting for our demand, and that's the contentment we can give him. By turning to him, relating to him, remember that all states come from him, and all our yearnings have to be aimed through the tent to him. And Kabbalists say that by that we give him contentment.
And for that we have to turn to him. We can turn to him specifically if we try. Then indeed it's possible to turn to him, because turning means turning with the desire. We don't have that desire. Actually, our attempts, such as forcing this desire.
Nirenberg, second question.
Для внутреннего семинара. Как я забочусь о том, чтобы товарищи удерживали?
Second question for a quiet workshop. How do I ensure that the friends will hold on to the greatness of the Creator above everything during the lesson and throughout the day? Again, quiet workshop. How do I ensure that the friends will hold on to the greatness of the Creator above all during the lesson and throughout the day?
La 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 la